But is it a frog?
No, it's not a frog. It's
Oh, I know what that is. Because we have a cat, pole cat.
That's right. Okay.
It took me so long to think of that when I raised up with all the
Have you ever heard that called a civet cat or a skunk?
Yeah, now they call them skunks now, but we always said pole cats.
Okay. Now, what do you call another little animal that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
A frog.
Okay. Now, some of these live on land and some live in water. What would you call it if it lived in the water?
Turtle.
Well, if it's the same sort of hopping thing, though, mm-hmm. would you call it a special kind of frog if it lived in the water?
Toad frog.
Okay.
That's what you call it.
And now what about if it lived on the land? Would you call it the same thing or would you call it something different?
Well, we just said look out there and see that old frog.
Okay.
I don't think you call it the same one because that's a toad frog, what stays in the water.
Okay. Now what do you call a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a sort of chirping noise? And sometimes they live up in trees and they make a lot of noise before it'll rain.
Bird.
No, now these are little hopping animals still. It's some kind of frog. It's a little tiny one.
They live up in trees.
Mm-hmm. And they chirp right before it rains. I don't know if they live here. Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait when people go fishing?
Bait.
Okay.
Go dig a bait.
And what about particularly large worms that people use for bait? Okay, they just generally use the bait.
That's right. My husband always said bait. He likes fishing.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
A lightning bird.
Okay. Did you ever catch those when you were a child?
Yes, ma'am. We used to go out at night and catch us a lightning bird.
They're fun to look at. I used to do that too. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
You wouldn't say a June bird, would you?
No, I'm not sure what a June bird is.
I know. Well, we used to catch June bird in town by spring.
Uh-huh.
They flew around kind of like these old bumblebees, you know, like this old bumblebee in June. They'd be a lot of, they're green looking.
Uh-huh.
Big bug, just like this old bumblebee. And we catch them and tie that leg with a string, you know. We used to catch June bugs.
Well, now, are they the ones that have sort of long, thin bodies and they have big wings, or are these?
Uh-huh, they have wings, don't they?
Uh-huh. Well, are they big wings that?
Uh-huh. Ways when you hold that string up, they fly.
Uh-huh.
And we used to play with them.
For goodness sake, that's interesting. Well, now, are these the same things that some people call snake doctors?
Well, I don't know about snake doctors. My mama always tell us, don't tell father no long snake. We can't just play with no snakes and nothing like that. I don't know about snake doctors.
Okay. What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting? Some people say it doesn't sting.
Well, would you call that a wasp? It wouldn't be a wasp. A wasp?
Well, now this isn't a wasp. It looks like one, but it builds its nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting. Do you have dirt daubers or masons or wand bees here?
No, we don't have them.
Okay.
Just these old bumblebees.
Okay.
Like, and flashlights. Not flashlights, but, you know, these other bugs, but crawl up like